وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to the program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we are talking about the concept of human being in the Holy Quran. And in the previous episode, we talked about how the Holy Quran designates a perfection for human being that, and also Quran regards human being a being that is in motion and in journey, and Quran tells us that we should choose the best possible destination for this journey. And I've said there are two elements needed for this journey. One of them is the faith, and also the other one is the righteous action. And we were talking about the different aspects of the righteous action. We ended up talking about what stops us from doing the righteous deed. And the first one was hawa, the carnal desire of the soul. So we don't need to search for that element which stops us from doing the good thing out of ourselves. Some people, they have a habit of blaming it on others. If they do something wrong, if they make a mistake, they start blaming others and putting it on the shoulder of others. It was because of that person. It was because of that situation. As if they don't have even the slightest share of the problem. No, we should start from ourselves and see that within ourselves, there is something called hawa. This is unique in the teachings of Islam, that Quran talks about different souls and nafsul ammara bisu, the commanding soul. One soul that we have is the commanding soul that commands us to do bad things. And, or in another verse, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have placed within the human soul the source of virtue and also the source of vice. And it is up to the human being himself to decide which source he prevails over the other. He gives priority to the other. So this hawa, the carnal desire that is within our soul, we should be careful about. We have this in our teachings in Islam, that a'da adawwak. There's a hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam. The greatest of your enemy is the one that settles within your soul. So there is one element within us that if we don't control it, if we don't take care of it, it's going to take us into the wrong direction. Or in another hadith, we read that كَمْ مِنْ عَقْلٍ أَمِيرٍ تَهْتَهَوَنْ أَسِيرٍ. How many intellects, how many good, the source of reasoning and understanding in human being is called عقل. So there are how many cases in which the intellect is enslaved by the desire. The person is smart, the person can calculate very good, very well, but he is using that capacity, he's using his cleverness or her cleverness in the wrong direction, just to fulfill her or his desire. So this is the case of enslavement of the intellect by hawa, by the desire. And also the opposite is possible. If a person gives priority to his intellect, and then it doesn't mean that he blocks off all the desires. It doesn't mean he just cancels out all the desires. That no, the reason or the intellect actually somehow comes up with a balance way and approach to fulfilling the desires. Also, in another verse of the Holy Quran, we recite that some people think that the good and best possible form of the universe was that if everything was based and was designed, was organized according to their hawa. Quran says, وَلَوَ اتَّبَى الْحَقُّ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ لَفَسَدَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ. demand and expect that everything be in accordance with their own desire. And we should explain more about this verse, inshallah, in the second segment.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to the program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the verse in the Holy Quran that says some people expect and demand everything to be in accordance with their desire. They start complaining and making negative comments about everything in life. And when you ask them what is the problem, they say that because things are not according to their desire, then they are not happy with life. So Quran says, if the life and everything in the universe was to be in accordance with the desire of person one, and then the desire of person two, and then so lafasadat as-samawat, everything would be destroyed, because there is no limit to the desires of people, and there should be some overall organization and order in the whole system. So to expect that everything be in accordance with my desire and nobody else, that is not correct way of understanding the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we do not train ourselves, if we do not make limits for these desires, and also to make the balance between the intellect, the source of reasoning in a human soul, and also the source of desire, we will have problems even in our calculation, even in our understanding of the universe. So this was one thing in the Holy Quran that we talked about, something that stops us from having virtues and having righteous deeds. The other element that Quran proposes, we just start a little bit of it and then we leave it for the next episode, because it's a very good discussion and probably long one. And it's about Iblis, Shaytan, the concept of Shaytan in Islam. We should have a proper understanding of it and to know differences between the correct belief about Shaytan and the incorrect versions of it. Because there are beliefs of, evil existing here and there, but not necessarily all of them are correct, because we talked about the content of faith. Sometimes the content of faith is not necessarily right. So some people believe in Shaitan, but the content of this belief is superstitious. Like, they believe Shaitan has control over them. They believe that Shaitan is some entity that constantly is, interfering in their lives here and there. And they think Shaitan is black magic itself. No, they are completely different things. And the first thing is to make that clear cut distinction and line between superstitious beliefs that they don't have any source in Quran and religious teachings, and the ones that are muhkamat, the solid teachings of the Holy Quran regarding this issue. And if we don't make that distinction, it happens that some people reject it altogether. They think that the teachings of Islam or Shaitan are those that they have heard from their grandmother, and they're not rational. So everything about Shaitan in Islam also is not rational. No, it's not correct. If we refer to the sources, first-hand sources of the teachings of Islam, like Quran, we realize that if we understand this being which exists, some people think Shaitan is just some energy. No, it's an entity. There is Iblis, there is a thing, there is a living being. But it's not a human being. Although Quran talks about Shayateen al-Ins, from among human beings, there are some people that are Shaitan, that are the embodiment of Shaitan. But there is one entity called Iblis who was there at the time of the creation of Adam alayhi salam, and who was there when fall took place, and who was there when everything bad happens on earth, and who is there when people make wrong decisions, when there are injustice in the world and everything else. So we should understand it, we should accept it, and then we should go in deeper levels and understand what are the superstitious beliefs and what are the correct ones. Inshallah, in the following episode, we go into details about this topic and we see the narrative of Quran, the description of Quran in this regard. Thank you very much for listening. Inshallah, we will have the next session on this topic. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آله